You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Barron County Board of Supervisors authorized nearly $5 million to replace the roofs of two UW-Eau Claire-Barron County buildings and acquire new technology for the Sheriff's Department. The county board debated how to fund part of the projects on Monday, with some arguing they should use about $350,000 of American Rescue Plan Act funding to lower future interest costs. Others argued using ARPA funding would essentially be using short-term money on long-term assets amid uncertainty with federal funding sources. Duluth International Airport officials are reminding residents of planned infrastructure investments after a University of Minnesota report detailing the airport's importance to the local economy. According to the report, the airport generates $1.4 billion for the local economy each year and supports over 4,000 jobs. Officials will invest nearly $150 million over 5 years, including replacing the third oldest air traffic control tower in the country. They say the investments will be more than paid back by the economic benefits of the airport. A proposal meant to help farmers keep sandhill cranes from destroying their crops can now be brought up in the Wisconsin State Legislature. The proposal would allow farmers to receive financial assistance for purchasing a bird repellent called Avapel. According to State Representative Paul Tittle, the repellent is a seed coating that supposedly spoils the taste of the seeds for the sandhill cranes, which would drive them away from other crops. The proposal would also allow farmers to apply for crop damage funding because of the troublesome birds. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited Superior on Thursday, meeting with area veterans to hear about their concerns. In a roundtable at the Richard I. Bong Veterans Historical Center, Governor Evers highlighted his budget proposal and the investments aimed at helping Wisconsin's veterans. Those investments include things like expanding mental health care access, promoting affordable housing, and providing property tax relief for veterans. The proposals come as veterans express concerns over potential cuts to programs at the federal level. Amid harsh debate on Thursday, Republicans in the Wisconsin State Assembly approved four bills restricting the rights of transgender kids in the state. Two of the bills would restrict trans kids from joining women's sports teams from kindergarten through college. One would bar minors from accessing gender-affirming care, and the other would not allow students to use a different name or pronouns without permission from their parents. Governor Tony Evers has already promised to veto any bills he sees as targeting the LGBTQ+ community. As the nonpartisan Wisconsin Supreme Court election draws near, even more money is flowing into a race that's already seen tens of millions in spending in support of both candidates. According to an Axios report, one of Elon Musk's political action committees is offering Wisconsin voters $100 to sign a petition opposing what they call activist judges. While the group has no way to verify who a petition signer ends up voting for, it will get access to their contact information and be able to connect with them again in the future. Demolition work has officially started on an aging Rice Lake community pool. Officials had already been planning to demolish the facility this year in favor of the soon-to-be-completed Rice Lake Aquatic Center project. The old pool ended up shutting down earlier than expected after maintenance issues over the winter that would have been too expensive to fix ahead of its scheduled demolition. The new aquatic center is expected to open in May and will offer residents new swimming options and allow it to be used for WIAA-sanctioned competitions. A preliminary hearing was held for the 16-year-old Ashland boy accused of killing his brother in December on Wednesday. According to court documents, the teen told authorities his brother had shot himself in the head in a wooded area in the town of Keystone, but seemed to still be alive and breathing. He then fired multiple shots himself, believing his brother would not want to live if he survived. An autopsy ruled the death as a homicide, and the teen was charged as an adult. His defense attorney says they are currently considering a plea deal. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles will begin offering online knowledge tests for teens hoping to get their driver's permit. According to a press release, the online test will only be available for students who have already completed the classroom portion of their training and will include security measures to ensure those taking the test online are not able to cheat on the exam. Student drivers will get two attempts to take the test and will still need to bring the required documents to a Department of Motor Vehicles location to receive their permit. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced over $6.3 million in funding through the Specialized Transit Program to help improve transportation services for seniors and people with disabilities across the state. 58 agencies across Wisconsin will receive a portion of that funding. Approved projects include things like mobility management initiatives that coordinate and connect people with area transportation services, as well as increasing capacity. The Center for Independent Living will receive the largest award at over $423,000. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers beat Montana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin men's basketball team with a win over the Montana Grizzlies. The final 85-66 in favor of the Badgers. Guard John Blackwell led scoring with 19 points. Stephen Crowell with 18. And asked how he was more aggressive in the second half under the basket.
Credit to my coaches and my teammates for being on me about staying aggressive. Like you said, in the second half, finally got it going a little bit inside. And obviously we knew we had the size advantage.
So the Badgers move on. They play Brigham Young tomorrow night at 6:25. Cleveland, it's the Marquette Golden Eagles against New Mexico tonight. NBA, the Bucks dominated a shorthanded Lakers team, 118-89. Doc Rivers' reaction to L.A. resting four of their top players, including LeBron and Luka Doncic.
Your only concern is that your guys just keep their focus. They've had a brutal schedule, and so they had the rest guys somewhere. Picking an East Coast team is smarter than picking a West Coast team.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Grey's Anatomy star Ellen Pompeo appeared on the Call Her Daddy podcast recently and had a few things to say about the pay discrepancy between men and women in Hollywood. The actress who played the title character on the long-running drama said when the show started, Patrick Dempsey made a lot more money than she did, despite him having 13 failed TV pilots. Pompeo said that she understood why he got the money he got, but that she should have been compensated similarly, as the show was named after her character and she worked tirelessly to promote it. Despite the recent death of her husband of almost 60 years, Dolly Parton says she is at peace with his death. The 79-year-old country music icon made a surprise appearance at Dollywood, her first public sighting since husband Carl Thomas Dean's death. Parton says she still misses Dean and loves him dearly, but she's doing better than she thought she would be. Is it just me, or would you want your spouse to say the exact opposite after your passing? It's looking more and more like we should all avoid heading to the theaters to see The Alto Nights, where Robert De Niro plays gangsters Frank Costello and Vito Genovese. That's right, he plays both roles. Despite what producers thought was a solid script and Barry Levinson directing, the crime thriller is drawing only 38% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not sure if De Niro playing two roles has anything to do with it, but how hard could it have been to find another actor and not rely on a gimmick? Actress Jenny Slate initially supported her co-star Blake Lively in her sexual harassment complaints against Justin Baldoni. The three actors were all in the film It Ends With Us, where the controversy started. In a recent interview with The Hollywood Reporter, Slate, the star of Bob's Burgers and FX's new series Dying for Sex, says she only wanted to talk about her new show and will no longer discuss anything involving Baldoni, Lively, or It Ends With Us. All this drama will no doubt be a miniseries one day. After well over a year of hype surrounding the show Severance, I finally had to check it out. 40 minutes into episode 1 of season 1, I had more questions than answers, but the pilot closed strong. Despite being a slow starter, the sci-fi mystery about a group of office workers who discover that their work memories and personal life memories have been surgically separated is a critic's darling, pulling a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. I will have more information as I continue the binge. The premiere date for season 2 of The Last of Us is right around the corner. Recently, it was revealed that series co-lead Bella Ramsey was diagnosed with autism. Making the story even more interesting was that it was a crew member on the set whose daughter has autism who suggested Ramsey get tested while season 1 was still being shot. Ramsey says they believe this will help them as an actor, as they have always been someone who watches and studies people. Season 2 of The Last of Us drops April 13th on Max. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today with a few sprinkles possible this afternoon, with a high in the upper 40s to low 50s today. It will get a little breezy by later this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low to around 20. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low 40s. We'll see some scattered rain and snow tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.